But I mean, next time try out a little bit longer of walking meditation.
No. I did as well. I was excited, so I tried again last night. I tried again, but it was just a lot of fear. No, it was fear. It was just like I was just thinking that these big money-eating snakes, and then I just tried to go back to the Buddha, but the fears just kept on. I only lasted 20 minutes. I was enjoying doing the walking meditation. I was thinking, okay, then whether it's going to be tonight or I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock, I'm going to do it again. So then when it gradually got darker and darker, 6 o'clock onwards, I lit the candles at both ends, and then Buddha, and then just someone told me that there's like these big snakes, and I've not seen them here before, so that just kept on interfering, and then
big snakes.
I just gave up. Yeah, big snakes.
Where?
In the forest somewhere.
Not
so
here.
Again, I just thought, yeah, they're just going to come get me. So I thought, I might as well go upstairs.
Did this information come from your neighbour?
It came from Sen. but I was thinking, okay, then I'll do some sitting meditation.
I mean, when these things come up, what is fear?
Just thoughts.
And who brings up these things? Who brings up tiredness? Who brings up fear? Who brings up boredom? You haven't been here long enough, otherwise you would know. It's a kilesa.
No.
Fear is nothing else than the kilesas. Yeah? I mean, kilesas are the fangs of avijja. They produce, even when you sit, they produce this pain. You think you can't, you can't sit anymore, then you get up and there's no more pain. The moment you follow their order, get up, the pain is gone. Boredom is gone. All these things are gone. But as long as you try to meditate, they come and poke, yeah? And see how stable you are. And most of the time you're not very stable, yeah? You give in. I mean, if you give in to our oppressor, you think you will reach freedom. Yeah, that's a problem. You always say, yes, my Lord, I'm tired and I need to sleep. Yes, my Lord, I'm afraid, I should stop walking in the night, because there are so big.
Yes.
I mean, in retrospect, it's funny. But at that moment, it's not funny.
So we get so then I thought, okay, then I'll try again tomorrow morning. But when I did wake up at 4 o'clock, it was just raining like this. So,
go back to sleep.
No. I tried some sitting meditation again, but again, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, to getting out of our old habits. Reprogram ourselves, it's not easy. I mean, these programs are not only, not only on the Windows level, they're not on the BIOS level, they're even deeper. They're on the hardware level, they are so ingrained, yeah? You can't even think. In medicine, they call it, they are spine in the spine. They are habits. And what do they call it? Some instincts. Everything is proper. Everything. I mean, when we talk about program, then let's use the word the Lord Buddha used. It said condition. And programming and conditioning is the same thing. We are conditioned. If this, then that. Else, that. Yeah. That's conditioning. And our programming languages has exactly this condition. So we could call ourselves, androids. Or like I normally use it, biological robots. When we look at the world, you know, I mean, they're just active, reactive, and thinking in a way that their program allows us. But we don't get it. We think we are human beings. We think, you know, we have a free will. But where is this free will? The program gives us multiple choices. That's where we think we are free. But these multiple choices are conditioned on our patterns that we developed in the past, on our habits. Yes, there exists a free choice. But when do we take it? I mean, we took it when we decided, yeah, let's get out of this world, yeah? And that was the end of the free will. Once in a while, I mean, we will see. But actually, we are afraid.
Afraid of the unknown?
Afraid of free will. We don't know what to do. I mean, that can be extremely fearful. You are in a situation and you don't know what to do. Huh? Because your program doesn't give you any choices. Huh? Sometimes, you know, it is very similar to boredom. Boredom, we don't know what to do. And we don't like it. It's a very uncomfortable state. You know, if somebody tells us, you know, in our state of boredom, do this, do that, you know, I mean, then we hop onto the train, yeah? I mean, our program is stuck, you know, I mean, it doesn't know what to do. Yeah? The computer doesn't give us any choices, yeah? The other thing is, what we're afraid of is this restlessness. It is very similar. I mean, this kind of restlessness, you know, needs a... That was a bit rough. This kind of restlessness needs some action. But we don't know what kind of action we should take. So freedom is not something that we cherish. We would like, you know, that somebody tells us what to do, what to think, you know, how to act, how to react, you know. Then it is fine for us. Eh? Because then we just can walk along our program. But having these moments, you know, of boredom, or moments of not knowing what to do, it's very frightening. And that's where when people make the most stupid mistakes. Because they decide something wrong. So, that shows us that the path of practice, the path to liberation, the path to the unconditioned, we will have to deal with a lot and lots and lots of this kind of fear. The fear of not knowing what is going on, not understanding, and not knowing what to do. I mean, if our programs are so strong that it always knows what to do, yeah? I mean, then we have not the slightest chance to get beyond. Because we don't even realize that there is something beyond. We don't realize that we are robots. Only the moment we realize we actually program. Huh? All our characteristics are programs, nothing than programs. All our reactions, all our thinking is nothing than program. If, then, else. And only if we realize that actually there is an instance in our citta that says, has a free will to throw away all these conditions and do something completely new. But that is, we don't know. We don't know. We are afraid. Is it working out? Because I know, if we follow our programs, we know it's working out more or less, yeah? It can go wrong, you know, it can go right, you know, we assume it's going right, yeah? But if we don't know, that's very unsettling. Yeah? I mean, to say the least, it's very unsettling. Not know. And when you look at the definition of our mastermind, it's wanting to know, it's trying to figure out, and wanting to understand, yet not being able to understand in line with the truth. Yet not to know in line with the truth. So all our life we try to understand some situation, yeah? With our mind, you know, with explanations. And the moment the explanation fits, we say, okay, yes, that's the way it is. Yeah? But freedom is nothing of that. Freedom is in every moment knowing what is going on, but not knowing in the senses of the world, in the explanation of the world, but knowing in a deeper sense. Yeah? And within the citta, I mean, the moment you see that natural law, the natural law of this world or this existence, yeah? Existence of all, yeah? I mean, there is a solution. Yeah? I mean, there's not even a problem because there has never been a problem. There is a fact or there is a state, you know. And the only possible or right solution is, yeah, to do this. Yeah? But as long as we don't understand that natural law, I mean, we always react wrongly, yeah? We have made, you know, assumptions on how things are working, yeah? Be it in medicine, be it in physics, yeah? Just look at all our mistakes we've done over the last 100 years, be it in medicine, be it in science, be it in psychology, and things like that, yeah? I mean, you studied psychology. I remember in the 70s, the psychologist really proclaimed every child that is born is a blank page. Well, they had to rewrite their findings, you know, 20 years later. They said, no, it's impossible. And so is it with technology. I mean, they have not yet understood, you know, the dangers of lots of things. We just build something, we build nuclear energy, yeah? And we say, yes, we can handle it, you know, then, yeah, we see how we can handle it, you know, Chernobyl, we could handle it. No, that was the Russians, they couldn't handle it because they were not so smart, yeah. But now we see, you know, the Japanese couldn't even handle it because, I mean, it was unforeseen. Yeah? And so many things. Yeah? When you look, yeah, what happened in our 20 years, or how sure we were that something is really this way. Yeah? 20 years later, I mean, completely the opposite. But we believe it. Each time they tell us, sorry, we were wrong, you know, but now we know we are right because we have more data. Yeah? 20 years later, they tell us, that wasn't enough data. We got it wrong again. Yeah? But we even, each time we believe it. Yeah? And practice is going beyond these things. Yeah? It's going beyond the explanations of the world. Yeah? It's unprogramming ourselves, or in the terms of the Lord Buddha, unconditioning. Yeah? And the condition is if then. Yeah? So we have to become a human being that is free. We are androids at the moment. Most of us, when you walk, especially the more you walk through the through the cities or through, I mean, they are robots. Huh? They think they are not robots, but what they do is robot-like, yeah? I mean, maybe in 100 years we are able, you know, to produce these kind of robots, yeah? And then people will have no ability to distinguish. At the moment, you know, the lack of our robots is that they don't have enough memory, they don't have enough options, yeah? We have lived for so long, you know, I mean, we have so many options. Yeah? We have so many ways to go. So, please, yeah? When you do meditation, yeah? As a result of this analysis, when you do meditation, don't label anything. This is this, this is that, and we are wrong. Because then we just create a new program. We did this, then this happened. Yeah? That is already a new condition. Yeah? We just have to stay with the unknown, and that is, of course, very a frightening experience. Just when you are there in the quiet of the night, sitting there in meditation, and suddenly an unknown noise comes. You see how frightening this experience is. And your mind works until you got a match. That's that. Once you got the match, the fear is gone. If you don't think it's a tiger or a snake, yeah? Huh? But if you got a match, oh, it's just a little lizard or things like that, yeah, they can make, you know, quite some noises, or a tukay or whatever, gecko. Yeah? But as long as you don't know, I mean, your heart is trembling. Yeah? I told you last time, you know, to go to the experience of the physical heart. There you see it, you know, it's trembling. Yeah?
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
I mean, if you can't get to the chitta, what is happening in the chitta? I mean, the physical heart is the closest ally, you know, and we see there what is happening. So in the practice, you know, try not to define anything. We want to live in the undefined, in the unconditioned. And that, of course, is very difficult for us to accept. Yeah? And it can be frightening. We don't know. Yeah? This noise, you can know. Yeah? It can be a robber, you know, with a gun, you know, shooting us. Yeah? It can be a snake just waiting, you know, to eat us up. Yeah? One of these big, you know, pythons. Yeah? Just live, you know, and see what is happening. There's hardly any action, especially when we are practitioners, there's hardly any actions that we need to do.
I understand, because in the past I've had, I can't say a lot, but I've had a few experiences where after doing Anapanasati and my breath gets refined and subtle, that's when the fear would kick in. Mm-hmm. And then like, I can appreciate like the heart beating fast as well, as well as like the thoughts just like, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And then my meditation just goes off. But like relating it to what you were saying about like the programs, it's something that I'm not used to, so I can't predict what's going to happen, can't explain what's happening at the present time or what's going to happen in the future. So that's the program. They're just like used to the programs for so long. I'm still still clinging to them.
Yeah. And you will be surprised, once you get more and more and more used to this stillness, or the realm of experience, or the realm without thoughts, it becomes a new program. And then when you can't get into, you will look for it, why can't I get into it anymore? Yeah? Because, I mean, we forget, always forget, in order to get the mind calm, you have to keep digging at the same hole, at the same point. That's the important thing. We have to be really at the same point. No matter if it is the Buddha, Dhamma, or Sangha, if it is an object of the body, or if it is the breath at the tip of the nose. We never follow the object. I mean, if it's a breath, we don't follow it. The Buddha, we don't follow it, or we don't try to locate it, because then the mind is running around in every direction. We want to keep the mind stable. Once the mind is stable, it will get calm. Once the mind gets calm in it, we will experience some happiness. And then we're going to make new programs for this experience, yeah? And say, okay, that's that. So we are not afraid anymore. We haven't learned anything, because the next time, you know, I mean, when this experience stops, you know, and we go into deep samadhi, we get completely fried. What's that? You know, I disappear. My whole body is just disappearing. The world disappears, and then the moment we are back. So, I mean, practice is all about the unknown. So we have to learn, you know, to understand. And the most important factor in understanding is that fear is a kilesa that prevents us from something new to happen. That's all. The moment we have to... some things, you know, we have to use this program that runs us. Yeah? The machine that runs this program that we call us. Yeah? We have to use this machine, you know, to reprogram it. Yeah? In a certain way. And then to unprogram it. So in the beginning, you know, we reprogram it by, you know, sticking to Buddha 24 hours. 24/7, you know, I mean, that's a new expression. Until that works. Yeah? But we have to learn, you know, that fear, you know, all these things, fear, boredom, restlessness, huh? Are just kilesas, yeah? Sleepiness, tiredness, sloth, you know, sloth and torpor, you know, they are just kilesas, they are just hindrances. Yeah? If we really believe, the moment, yeah, all what the kilesas can do is suggest. They suggest us, you're tired. And then you say, yes, my Lord, I'm tired and I need to sleep. Yeah? And sometimes we go to bed and we can't even sleep, you know. And then hopefully, you know, we are so open-minded to go back to practice. Yeah? If you don't do anything on the suggestion, nothing will happen. Yeah? So... there's fear? Okay, so what is fear? There's pain, so what is pain? Yeah? The moment we turn around, you know, the weapon they point at us and point them at them, yeah? So you tell me I'm afraid. Okay, what is fear? Then we point it back, you know, and then fear is gone instantly. Yeah? What is pain? Yeah? That doesn't go so easy, but it will go. It has to go, because the moment we point the weapon at the kilesas, they will go into hiding. And then all the phenomena that the kilesas produce are gone. This is something, you know, is fundamental that we have to understand in our practice. Stay with the not knowing. Yeah? Don't try to figure out something, because, I mean, figuring out something is, you know, creating yourself a new condition. Yeah? That you get stuck in this new condition. So the best thing is, don't label any of these experiences. You know, okay, it was a nice experience, you know, what you know is, I mean, the experience itself. Yeah? So stay with the experience. Yeah? Don't go in the world of its symbol. Yeah? Because that means you're living in an ivory tower. Yeah? I mean, you heard the expression, people who have no, absolutely no connection to reality, I mean, live in an ivory tower. If we live in our world of symbols, you know, pain, this, that, you know, even freedom, you know, even Buddhism, you know, is some sort of, you know, this ivory tower. It's just symbols, freedom. What does it mean, freedom? Have you experienced freedom? Probably not. No. So, But for you, it's a word with a lot of meanings, yeah? Just like love, you know, I mean, everybody knows that. It's a lot with, oh, some meaning. Yeah? What is the experience? That's our practice. Yeah? Just stick with the experience, you know, don't put a label on it. Or if you really need to put a label on it, then put it onto the basic things. Anicca, anatta, dukkha. These labels help us to realize, you know, the fundamentals that the Lord Buddha taught. Or the five khandhas. There are thoughts. There is consciousness. There is memory and association. There is feeling. And there is the body. These labels, I mean, they bring us back to an unknown world. But if we talk about complex symbols, you know, I mean, then we get lost. Huh? Emotions. What is an emotion? It's a build-up. Feel. Together. Yeah? I mean, mixed together. I mean, you know these blenders? You put tomatoes, carrots, apples, you know? You blend them, you know, you get one taste and one color, yeah? And one consistency. Yeah? Now, emotion is the same thing. You put in some feelings, you put in some thoughts, you put in some memories, you know, and it comes out and you call it love. How can we ever get to the basic of things if we believe these, you know, these mixed up or blended in things? Now we have to reject. There's a feeling, there's a memory, there's a thought. And then until we can see it and until we can understand it, the moment I pull them apart, whoops, then there's just a feeling, there's a memory, and there's a thought. Nothing else. Love completely disappears. Huh? It's not there, it's not existent. It exists only in our mind. But we don't realize it because we live, you know. We still live in this ivory tower where the symbols are so important. Yeah? That's why we want to communicate with these symbols to other people, you know, and tell them about the importance. Yeah? And you know, if you know, you have an idea, you know, some people get caught on this idea and it makes it stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah? And that is exactly not the world that we want to live in. We want to live in the world of now. In the unknown that actually is relatively known within the citta. The citta is not afraid of the unknown. The kilesas, the fangs of avijja that wants, that has the desire, the craving to wanting to know, to wanting to understand, that is afraid of the unknown. So if we stay in the unknown, I mean, avijja doesn't have any reign over us. But it tells us you have to know this. Right? So today was short. Do you have any questions?
No.
Good.